Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yudal in the art school Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Sheni starring Halacha Vov. Zok the Mishnah. Ma'izah Shivu Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Litoim Isatavshel. Once they gave Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai to just taste the Tavshel, which means Achilas Arai, it's a small Achila. Ulam Gamliel Shtei Kosovois, two dates, with Lishel Maim and a bucket of water. V'Homu Elum Nasukos, even though it's not Kviya Seud over here, they were machmir, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Gamliel, to eat it in the sukkah. On the other hand, kishenostu le'abtzodik oichel pochas mekabetzo, they gave him food less than the size of kabetzo. Not lo b'mapo, he hold it with a mapo, with a napkin, because of nikius, but he did not wash, because he held, you don't have to wash your hands for less than kabetzo. V'ochle chutzach sukkah, less than kabetzo, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. V'lo yibir rachov, because the tzodik held, that you don't have bracha achrein if it's less than kabetzo. So the Gemara goes on to explain right away. Havin and Tzav Meimu, we thought in the beginning, Shalei Bircha Akhov Sholosh Brochus. He didn't do Bircha Samazza with three brochus. HaBrocha Achaz Birch, but he did do Bori Nefashos. He did do one brocha. Ashkechtani, Loi Brocha Achaz, Loi Sholosh Brochus, no brocha Achorino, not Bircha Samazza, not even Bori Nefashos. So the Gemara Tani called Sholim Imuelo Sholosh Brochus, Oimim Lefona Mamoitzi Lechem in Arts. Whatever you say, Bircha Samazza, three brochus, so you'll see a Moitzi in the beginning. But if Kol she'ein omir machav shalosh brachas, you don't see Birkas Hamazon. So ein omir lefon av amoitzi lechem in oretz, you don't see amoitzi. Hey, seibun, so they asked, are we brachas mikazayis? When you eat less kazayis, according to everybody, ein omir lefon av shalosh brachas, you don't see Birkas Hamazon. Me'at olo omir lefon av amoitzi lechem in oretz, you won't see amoitzi, because the rule is, if you don't see three brachas, you don't see amoitzi. And just the Gemara of Yaakov Barach, omir l'shar mini nitzrucha. Meaning, we're talking about different types. When you have mizoynis, that you don't see three brachas afterwards, only ala michio, you won't see a moitzi before. So the types we're talking about, not about the size. So if you're eating bread, just the bread is less like a kazais, or according to a tzodek, less like a beitza, so then you don't say because a mazim, but you do say a moitzi. Halacha zayin zok the Mishnah, b'lo zohim erabos esuhudus chayav odom lechol besukah. Person has to eat during sukkahs 14 meals, achas b'yoyim v'achas b'layla. 7 days of sukkah, 14 meals, one for the night, one for the day. There's no limit. There's no requirement to eat 14 meals, but the only first night, that's when you have a requirement to eat the suhuda. Someone did not eat the first night, and he's missing that meal, he should eat it on the last night. He's mashlim it. The Pashup Shah mashlim means he fills up the 14 suhudas that he needs. The 14 suhudas he needs to do, he's missing. He's going to go on and lay the Yom Tov Achron, Shemini Atzeres, and do the 14th. You can't fix if you missed out the first night. For that you have the Pasuk, something which is wrong cannot be fixed. Something missing will not be able to be nimno, to be filled up. So my time of the Ablozer, what's the reason of Ablozer? Neymar Kain Khan Teshu, by Sukkot it says, Teshu Shivas Yomim. V'neymar Lohol No Pesach Oil Moe Teshu Yomim V'Layla. It says the Gabi, Yimei HaMiluim, have to sit there day and night. My yeshiva shenemar la'olon, also by Salelus Kiyomim. Same way it means night and day. Have yeshiva shenemar kan, it's also by Salelus Kiyomim. So it means shiva yomim, you have to be in the sukkah, includes also the night. So you have to be night and day. And then from there he learns that you have a meal in each one. That's 14 meals. It's coming to explain Rabbanon. They say the first night is required. He learns the Ashover from the 15th of Pesach to the 15th of Sukkot. Only the first night is obligatory and the rest is Rishos, is optional. And Sukkot, the first night is Choyvo, Shar Kol Yom Rishos, the rest is Rishos. The friends of the Bismedosh asked, the same way we have a din in Pesach, not to eat there at Pesach, so one will come to the little Seder hungry. So also if you're learning from Sukkot from there, so also by Sukkot, the first night should be a special requirement not to eat before Sukkot in order to come to the little Yom Tov when he has a Taiva. Continues the one of Yudalam with Beis of Zehira Boy, Zehira asked, if we learn from matzo, so the same way you have a mitzvah to eat kazais, so also here you can have a mitzvah to eat kazais. So Reb Chaim explains, what do you mean? Of course there's a mitzvah to eat, you have to eat in Leil Rishon anyway, in the sukkah. He says, yeah, but maybe I don't have to eat the full amount in the sukkah. I can eat up to kabetzah, outside of the sukkah. So maybe you can eat it outside of the sukkah and eat only a little bit in the sukkah. To have a din to eat kazayis. Continues the Gemara and says, Rishai Omar called Shiva Choyva. All 7 days is Choyva according to Rabbanim. Meaning that it's not a din dafka to eat in the first night. You have to eat a Sehuda in Sukkot. It can be done any one of the days. So if you miss the first night, you can do it another day. The only thing they're arguing, Rablazer says you can even do it on the eighth day of Sukkot, and they say it has to be during the first 7 days. Says the Gemara, Brachio Omar Pligin. Rabbi Shaya argues on Rabbi Yochanan Le'el. Rabbi Yochanan says that the rest of the days are Rishos and only the first night is Choyva. So you have a Machlekes. Rav Huna Amar Le'pligin. They're not arguing. Madoma Rabbi Yochanan Mishinos on Daitoy. Madoma Rabbi Shaya Mishalonis on Daitoy. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about if you had Kavana to be Yoitze, then you do it in the first night, the rest of the days are Rishos. But Rabbi Shaya is talking about if he was not Yoitze in the first night, he didn't have Kavana to be Yoitze, then he has to do it any other day of Sukkot. Someone who did not build a sukkah before sukkahs should not build it on sukkahs. But we learned in the Braisa so that if the sukkah fell on sukkahs, one should build it on sukkahs. Answers the Gemara of Acho, Beshem, Rav Chinino, Knas, Konsu, Ablaza, Shalayoso, Sukkosu, Behev, Regal. It's a knas for someone that didn't do the sukkah before the regal. He can't build it. But if he built it and it fell, so of course you can build it on Sukkos. We have a steer in our blazer. Talk about the Mishnah. In the beginning of the Mishnah, he said you have to eat 14 meals. And Masha, all 14 meals have to be in the Sukkah. And here he says that you could do even the 8th day, which is not in the Sukkah. Simple understanding, the mitzvah is to eat it in the sukkah. But if someone missed it, they're not eating in the sukkah. So he didn't shmir tzeres, even though he's out of the sukkah. Another way Reb Chaim explains the shakal v'tari over here, the Gemara asks that you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. Then Reb Blazer says, whoever didn't eat the first night can be mashlamit on the last day, on shmir tzeres. But mashlam the other 13, you cannot be mashlam. Why not? If he has the obligation to eat all 14, why only the first night you can be mashlam? So answers the Gemara, the mitzvah hushva, Reb Blazer shavet the chachamim, there's a special mitzvah to eat the first night. Reb Blazer says you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. Once the sukkah ends, you can't be mashlam, it has to be in the sukkah. But the first night, there's another requirement to eat, what we learn from Chag HaPesach. There you can be mashlam. So in that point, Reb Blazer agrees with the Rabban on that special din they have in the first night, which is different than the other days and nights. Halacha chesok the Mishnah Mishar Roisho v'ru v'sukkah. Someone who has his head and most of his body in the sukkah, the shulchan of Sukkah Bais, but his table is in the house. But Shabbat poisu b'sil masherim. Shabbat says that's possible. You need to have the shulchan in the sukkah. B'sil says it's kosher. Only b'sil b'chamay ma'ase shohu zikni b'cham v'zikni b'sil. There was a story that the elders of b'chamay, the elders of b'sil, went to Levakis Yechonos ben Achuroni. Went to visit Yechon ben Achuroni. Umetzu roishu v'ru b'sukkah v'shulchan of Sukkah Bais. They found him sitting his head and most of his body in the sukkah, and the table was in the house. And in the Chur, you see there wasn't a problem. Omulim b'chamayim b'sham raya hadar, from there is the source. Afem omulim, told him, im kacha yisanoyeg, that's what you did. Lo kiyamta mitzah sukkah b'yamecha, that's what you did every single year. You never mekayim mitzah sukkah. Adri Abba say b'chamayim t'bisil, the story there is a proof that this is a problem. So the Gemara, lo yisoyv tova shulchanah lefilu kadei shulchanah. You don't have to have an actual table in the sukkah. You have to have room to put a table. As long as you have room to put a table, you don't have to have the actual table. According to B'chamay, Kamu Kadesh Shulchan, what's the shear of the minimum for a table? Says the Gemara Tefach, the size of a Tefach, that's the minimum table you need to have. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah, Daf Yud Dalet.